Hey guys, it's Eric. First and foremost, I hope that everyone's out there staying safe and also being smart. And also, I want to give a huge shout out to all the men and women that are on the front lines. Those are the women that are working in hospitals. It's the men and women at the supermarkets that are helping keep everything going. And all of us that are listening to do our part, let's keep that economy going. So it's about working from home, working remote. And so we're going to continue to pump out more content than ever before, primarily because we've got to keep this economy going. And we've all been thrust into becoming digital leaders without any forewarning. And so it's really up to us to try to figure this out. So that's why we hope this content continues to help you. Today's content is my interview with Al Roker. Couldn't think of a better person to have a positive jolt of energy, enthusiasm. He is the genuine article. He's an American treasure. He has so much enthusiasm. You'll see it and hear it. It's infectious. And if you haven't checked it out, during this time of the coronavirus, he is actually doing Cooking with Al. So if you need someone, a friendly face, or just need a recipe, go check out what he's doing on all the social media outlets. He's cooking every night, giving you that recipe. So anyways, he's doing some great things. And he is the genuine article. Love this guy. What you're going to get out of this podcast, we talk about personal branding. We also dig into why it's important to be true to yourself. And then probably the most relevant is how to deal with change all around us. How do we step into and how do we use all these digital tools? Because you probably didn't know this, Al's always at the forefront of all things digital. He is a pioneer with things that come to digital. And more important than ever is digital. Because of this coronavirus, most of us are having to become dependent on these digital tools, whether we like it or not. And it's about stepping into that discomfort. So again, I hope you get a ton out of this interview. It's part two of my conversation with Al Roker. A lot of you enjoyed part one. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it. It's from a couple weeks ago. But this is part two of my conversation with the one and only Al Roker. And if I can help you during these difficult times, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm Equalman across the board on all social media outlets. And my personal email address is equalman@equalman.com. We love you. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk with you soon. Hopefully you get a lot of this. Take care.
I'm Al Roker. I'm here with Equal Man, and we're in his fortress of solitude. Stay tuned for a riveting conversation.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
I played Mr. T for Halloween 2 years ago. But Howling Mad Murdoch, was that just kind of,
woo! A pity the fool.
Ah!
Now tell me about—
quit your jibba jabba.
How do you stay focused? Like, you're this dynamo.
I don't think I do. If you notice, I'm all over the place. I don't know. I'm somebody, I like goals.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. Now I'm doing this. Yeah. Now I'm doing that. The whole multitasking thing is vastly overrated.
Yeah.
Nobody does a lot of things well at the same time.
Yep.
They just don't. And if they tell you they do, they're full of dookie, okay? As my grandmother used to say, full of dookie.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and our research shows that their IQ drops 15 points in the moment you're multitasking. I know I can't lose 15 points.
Yeah, I can't. Who can afford that?
It's the equivalent of not sleeping.
Unless you're Stephen Hawking. Nobody can afford that.
It's the equivalent of not sleeping for 36 hours, which—
oh, man.
You've done. So tell me and tell the audience.
Wow, that was
Roker
a
thought.
That was a fantastic. You are magnificent. That was a seamless transition.
Well, it was a softball. It was in my head. I'm going, this is going to be amazing. I can't believe it's set up like that.
Woo! Anyway, there was this. We had this news story on. Natalie Morales did this news story during the Today Show about this woman in Norway had done 33 hours live television weather, broke the Guinness World Record. So flippantly, I said, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
And so we finished the show, we're in the morning meeting, and my executive producer says, so when do you want to do that? To do what? To break the Guinness record. I was just joking. He said, no, no, this is great. Everybody's excited about it. So we started planning this thing. And in the end of the day, what it turned out was that she didn't actually break the record because there was no documentation. So if I had gone 24 hours, I would have done it. They didn't tell me that until we were about 28 hours in. But son of a pup, really? But I figured we're already in for a penny, in for a pound. So we went 34 hours straight. I got 5 minutes off for every hour I was on. And that one stretch, I did about 8 hours in a row. So I banked about an hour and 20 minutes. But I didn't really use it all. I basically took a shower and changed. But it was I was fascinated that people were like into this. Look, there's a guy taking a picture across the way. How you doing? How useless is
that? That was really? With the iPhone. I don't think it has the zoom line.
I was going to say, this is going to be really grainy. Anyway, that's what South by Southwest is. If I find the guy who invented the cell phone camera, I'm going to beat him half to death.
Yeah, because for you, I mean, what is got to be tough, always on. I mean, what happens if Vegas stays
you know,
on YouTube?
At the end, I'm just joking, half joking. Yeah. I don't mind if people ask first. Yeah. Don't run up and just snap a picture. This isn't the zoo, you know. We're not in the museum, you know. Just ask.
And as you look, we're talking social media here, obviously, a lot this week, and you've used it. I mean, what do you see 12 months from now and beyond that? Like, in your mind, where does social media go from here?
As this truck goes by.
That's a loud truck. It's like, woo, coming in.
It's a big truck with lots of dirt. That's it. I want to go by the construction site and watch the big trucks. You know, it's, remember when you used to do that? Did you used to do that as a kid?
I didn't do that. It's some weird stuff, but not that.
All right, I used to go by the construction site. I used to watch the big trucks go by. That was just last week, actually. Yeah. What was the question? Oh, what in a year, 12 months
media,
from now.
Yeah.
See how focused I am?
The dump truck of social
media. It's like a laser. I'm like a magpie. Ooh, shiny. Squirrel. If somebody could come up with something, and I know they don't all play together. If there was one thing, that if I did one thing and it would go to my Snapchat, my thing, what I do think is going to happen, I think people are going to pull back some.
Yeah.
I think they're going to find a couple of things that they like, and they're going to realize that life is passing them by online,
right,
and that they are missing the connections. I think people are realizing they're hungry for connection.
Yep.
Connection with this guy right here. I mean, right. You know, they want connection. And all this other stuff is getting in the way.
Yeah.
You know? So you got how many likes, you know? Does anybody really like you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, the whole Facebook, I like Facebook. Yeah. I am so annoyed about the whole friends thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I only want a couple of friends. If you're on Facebook, you might be friendly, but you're not really my friend.
Right. And I think you're onto something, is unless the technology advances to where it's like, okay, I'm turning on, I can share. Please share. So I'm not stopping to Instagram. I'm not stopping to type it in. I'm not saying, excuse me, let me stop the conversation so I can send this out. Is that unless it's seamless, I think people are going to pull back.
Yeah.
So I think you're really onto something there.
I had almost a little mini epiphany, a miphany, if you will.
I'm going to copyright that.
I was on a plane. It had just taken off. I was on a shuttle flight in the evening, leaving from Washington to New York. And I was on my phone. I was writing out a memo. And all of a sudden, I realized I was cognizant of this unbelievable sunset. I mean, it was spectacular. Probably one of the top 10 sunsets I've ever seen. And had I not looked up, if I had been so engrossed, I almost missed that moment. Something that made me stop and literally almost take my breath away. Because I was on this.
You're on it.
And it really made me realize we're missing life.
Yep.
And so that's what my takeaway for the next 12 months. I want people to find whatever it is they're going to do, but narrow it down and don't let this get in the way of your life.
Yeah. Hey, it's Catherine. Today's review is from Data Gurus. Eric brings great energy to its listeners. Love the tips and advice to unlock our own superpowers. I am inspired and look forward to listening to more shows. Thank you, Eric. And thank you, Data Gurus. Keep the reviews coming.
Yeah. And then when you look at your life, so 50 years, 100 years from now, someone goes on Google or whatever Google is 100 years from today, when they type in your name, what do you want to show up there? There's one to two sentences that show up on Google.
He was a nice guy who made a difference.
I like that. It's short, like you mentioned earlier, keep the storytelling short and sweet. Nice guy that made a difference. We know that you're doing that out there, so there's no doubt that's what it's going to be, so it's great. And then for entrepreneurs out there, you've had a lot of success as an entrepreneur. If you were to give them two pieces of advice, what would they be?
Stay true to who you are and your vision. Don't go chasing fads. Yeah. Stay focused, because things come and go, but those who do, who stay within their core, I think succeed best.
I like that. And then if they're listening out there, you said, get off your seat and do this. Is there any cause that you're behind or anything that you're really focused on this year that the audience can help with?
I think hunger in America, I think is this unspoken dilemma. One in four children go to bed hungry in this country every night. That is an obscenity.
Yeah.
In a country this rich and this powerful, that there and people think it's in rural America or in, you know, center city. It's everywhere. It's in suburbia, and it impacts your children. Even if your children don't suffer from it, it impacts your children, because these kids who come to school are more disruptive, have more problems, and that takes away from your child.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic.
No, you're right. And it's hopefully that's why a lot of entrepreneurs hopefully are giving back, that they do well and then they do good.
Yes.
And then as you look at, if you had a dinner, so you have this dinner, and it's like you invite three entrepreneurs to that dinner, who's going to be seated at that table?
Henry Ford, Steve Jobs, so far I got two dead guys, and Steve Wozniak.
Yep.
And I, Henry Ford, who really changed America in actually getting America moving and making mass transit available to everybody. And even though there were thoughts about him being somewhat racist, he helped transform this country in the Great Migration from the South to the North with factory work.
Yeah.
So I found him fascinating. Steve Jobs, just because he was a visionary, but he was also a guy who knew how to get great talent and make his visions happen.
Yeah.
As the great comedian Bill Burr has said, was he really that great? I mean, this is a guy who walked into a room of scientists and said, my music collection on my phone, make it happen, and then walked out. And they did it.
Yeah.
He didn't do it, but it's brilliant. And Steve Wozniak, because he's just the Woz.
Yeah.
He looks like a good time.
I love it that you mentioned Henry Ford, because I'm from Detroit, so it's always nice to have someone from Detroit in there. And then you've been an amazing bridge between millennials and boomers. And so one of the few people that's pulled that off. And in your mind, as you look at the two different generations, what are the big distinctions?
You know, I don't look at the distinctions as much as I look at the similarities. You know, at the end of the day, we all want connection.
Yeah.
We want comfort. And as much as they, you know, they, a lot of millennials talk about, or they're said to move from place to place, and they're not. I think as they start looking beyond being millennials, and they're not even doing it consciously, they want to be grounded.
Yeah.
And I think what binds us together are our similarities more than our differences.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's our similarities that bind us together, and I think maybe that's, you know, I'm just, look, I'm kind of old school, I'm kind of corny, but I think why I've been able to bridge this is because a lot of these kids have grown up watching me,
yeah,
you know, with their parents.
Yeah.
So they know me, and I'm not some Johnny-come-lately. You know, they know,
right,
I've been around.
Yep.
It is getting a little depressing, though, as these, you know, 30-somethings start coming up to you, and they go, I grew up watching you. Oh, yeah? Screw you.
And you were likable before it was cool to be liked.
Well,
so that's,
you
good,
know, Willard Scott was, yeah, the guy who said, you know, nobody really wants to see somebody grumpy and,
yep,
and angry. They,
yep,
just left that at home. They don't need that.
Yep.
Yeah. And there is the saying, you know, you can get more with a kind word and a gun than you can with a kind word.
Yep.
But, you know, the kind word is always the, yep, first, should be your first option.
And then speaking of kind words, is there any question that I should have asked you that I failed to ask?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you can ask, why do I think there are so many freaking tall guys here at South by Southwest? What the heck?
For those who don't know, I'm sitting down, I'm 6'6",
he's,
and it's
like
crazy,
a
and
giant.
Hugh Forrest is 6'6", and
Hugh,
Mr.
what's his
Driscoll,
name?
Hugh Forrest
Hugh
is 6'6".
Forrest, I mean,
he runs South by Southwest.
It's like Land of the Giants.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
None of you are from Texas. You're just huge, huge, giant people.
But you're a giant brand, so we're trying to keep up. That's
but
the
I
goal.
Still, I,
yeah,
still, I literally look up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, we were at lunch, we were at dinner last night, and we took a picture together. And it's like I'm like Eric's 6-year-old.
All right, now for the fun part of the program.
All right. Because this has been so serious up until now.
This or that. I'm
okay.
Going to say a word. You choose which one you prefer.
Okay.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Snow or rain?
Snow.
Android or Apple?
Apple.
Salty or sweet?
Both.
Texas, Carolina?
That's why the payday bar is as good as it is.
The Payday gets a shout out.
The Payday Bar.
Are they one of your brands?
No, they're not, but I have always loved the Payday Bar. Crunch, it's got the peanuts, it's got the caramel, it's got the salty. The only thing, the peanuts fall off and they get all over the place.
Yeah.
Payday Bar, best bar ever. Except for a York Peppermint Patty, which is not really a candy bar, it's a fondant,
yeah,
dipped in chocolate.
Takes your breath away.
Oh my God, feel the sensation. But a Payday Bar, and by the way, millennials, it's just as good and cheaper than an energy bar, a power bar,
yeah,
or whatever, you know, whatever those things are. You know, it's the same stuff. The peanuts are protein. You got the sugar. You got the salt for the potassium. Ah, oh, it's fantastic.
I don't need a candy bar, but when I do, it's Payday.
Yeah.
Texas, Carolina, or Kansas City barbecue?
Ooh. I'm in Texas, so I'm going with Texas.
There you go, smart man. Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber?
That's not even close. Taylor Swift.
Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah, Twitter.
Typhoon or tornado?
Tornado.
Text or call?
Call.
Motorcycle.
And by the way, okay, text it. Pick up the freaking phone, all right? Because back and forth, my assistant, and my wife's assistant, you know, it's like, we'll come on. Did you go, well, I texted them. No, call them. Call them. Because you know what?
Yeah.
You spend so much time texting, going back and forth. If you're in the office, walk down the freaking hall.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody. Just stop texting.
Yeah. No, I love it. I saw a great sign in that said, in case of fire, evacuate before tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I digress.
Morning person or night
morning.
Owl?
Morning.
That was easy. Business suit or shorts?
Business suit.
All right, one word.
Unless you're Pharrell, then you combine it.
Then you, yeah, there you go.
Or you, I don't know if you can afford him now. Now he's got to pay that $7 million.
All right, one word response.
Okay.
Austin.
Texas.
Social media.
Time suck.
Privacy.
Need more.
Shark Tank.
Bad to swim in.
Sharknado.
Really bad to swim in.
Chocolate.
Yum.
Digital leadership.
Hard to find.
South by Southwest.
Unbelievable.
And America.
Proud.
A slice of America right here. This is Equal Man with Al Roker. We're coming to you from South by Southwest. This has been amazing. Can't wait to see all your digital
here,
thought
stand
leadership.
Up. See how tall he is? Look at this. The man's a freaking giant.
Thank you for listening to today's Super U podcast. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U.